Well, I am going to talk about our undergraduate RN to BSN program, and I think it goes nicely with our other presentations that have been focused on nursing education. So we're going to talk about student engagement in a community health improvement planning process. And it's one educational strategy that we're using at University of Washington Tacoma in our community health nursing practicums. So some of you were here for an 8:30 presentation in the same room in which Robin Evans-Agnew and Hedy Hansen talked about a tobacco-free coalition project in which they addressed our campus, tobacco-free campus initiative. So this is the same course that I'm going to be talking about. And Corey's going to present, my other co-author, Karen Myers. She's not here, but you're going to hear some of her voice as I talk about the project. We have no relationships to disclose. So what we hope you get from this presentation is a sense of one learning strategy that addresses community, population, public health nursing principles, selected ones, that is. Hopefully you're going to be able to identify some of the elements of partnership development and maintenance among faculty and core partners of a community health planning process, and also to discuss the results of a process evaluation from our local community health improvement process. So a little bit of background, those of us in community, population, public health, I use all of those terms because I think they're all quite relevant to us today, and we could spend hours and hours debating which term. So if I talk about one, I'm really talking about all of them. I don't think of community, though, as family-based care in the home. I think of community in a broader level. But it's challenging to try to find these opportunities for our students to grasp these concepts, community level assessment, planning, policy development. And local health departments, local health jurisdictions that are using community health improvement planning processes are a right way for us to connect with the community, for students to learn about population-based nursing. How many of you are familiar with community health improvement planning processes? Many of you. Good. So you've maybe been engaged yourself. Where are we? Washington State, northwest corner of the country. Pierce County is a county of about 850,000. The city of Tacoma has about 200,000. If you look at this, you see this white mountain down there, 14,000-foot Mount Rainier. So we have a beautiful Puget Sound. We have an urban and yet a very rural community as well in our county. So we do have an interstate that goes right through the city, which brings all kinds of interesting pollution problems and all, but it's a very diverse community, rural, urban, population-wise as well. So I'm going to give you a little bit of the course context. You've gotten this from other presenters, but our course we call Health Communities and Populations. It's a 5-credit writing intensive course, which means we have to meet certain writing requirements that the university has, which makes it kind of challenging when you're working with group projects, but I'll tell you about that. So we envision this as a capstone course in the RN to BSN program. Students take it in one of the last two quarters that they are in the program. So they have to call in everything they've learned, research, ethics, communication, motivational interviewing, critical analysis and writing, families in chronic illness, diversity, health equities, in nursing leadership and healthcare systems. So they're coming in with most all of this content into the only practicum course in our RN to BSN program, 1 5-credit course. So the course objectives are what you might imagine: social determinants of health, understanding social, political, cultural, environmental, economic influences on communities and populations, discussing theories and strategies that are relevant in assessment, planning, intervention, and evaluation, applying selected community and public health nursing principles, and describing the importance of establishing collaborative relationships with diverse partners for health promotion. And sometimes the diverse partnerships are also within the student group, because we have students from many different countries, we have a military population. It's great. We learn from one another. So the course structure, we meet once a week. We have 10-week quarters. And we have we start out with our practicum time. So a few hours where students can be out in the field. They also have to apply a couple, 3 hours on their own outside of the group time for their to attend community meetings or partnership meetings or analyze findings, do interviews. So they have this practicum component as well as the theory component, which is later in the afternoon. And I say lecture, but it's not just lecture. We try to keep students very active, engaged in group activities and that kind of thing. So because it's a writing class, we have to grade individually as well as group grades. So they have to do papers, group partnership and process paper, which allows a reflection on their own growth in terms of group process and leadership abilities. They have online modules that they do, and they do in-class writing as well. And then at the end of the quarter, they have to do a group poster presentation and an executive summary of the project. So those become materials in which they share with other colleagues or other faculty, as well as our community partners, and those are group oriented. So a little bit about the group practicum project. Students are assigned to a group of 10, about, plus or minus, and they work in partnership with a community agency. And in this case, it was the health department. And it's a real life project, something that's going on in the community that they can see how they fit into the bigger picture of health in the community. And it fits with our urban serving mission for our university. So each project has an agency contact, facilitator, as well as a faculty consultant, really, which is fun. It's faculty practice. And leadership opportunities abound for the students within this practicum group. They lead meetings, they set the agenda, they maybe invite experts to come in and speak with them. So it's an opportunity for them to practice their leadership skills and then also present a poster at the end of the quarter. The three key lessons, and then I'll move on to talk about this specific group practicum with community health improvement planning. Students learn about community and public health nursing principles and concepts, first and foremost. They learn by doing in terms of working in partnerships with community agencies and colleagues. And then they learn specific content about that topic. The group this morning, they learned a lot about tobacco prevention and cessation. And this group learned about community health assessment. And then the students learned from one another on the 4 to 5 projects there are each quarter. So most of you then are familiar with what community health improvement planning processes are. Long term, right? If you get involved as a community partner, it's long term. You know, 2 years later, you're still going to meetings, but it's fun. So a collaborative, systematic effort to address the community health problems through assessment activities and a process in which we're going to then take that information, move forward into action planning, and real activities in the community. So the plan is to be used. It's not to be static. It's to be used by collaborating agencies to coordinate and target resources. So our partnership development with the university, with the health department, is how we got brought in. So a little bit of history on that. From my perspective as a faculty, you're going to hear from Karen Meyer, me using her voice as her voice, to talk about the agency's perspective, and then Corey, the faculty member who worked most closely with the project. So we began a partnership in 1992 when we first came into the community in Tacoma with our RN to BSN program. So we've had a natural partnership for well over 20 years. Faculty have been involved in many health department activities. I've been involved in asthma prevention partnership for over 15 years. There's a perinatal collaborative going on. So lots of activities in which faculty have already had interactions with the health department. We were approached at the university to be a core partner in the spring of 2013, and we developed this into a site for our students. And we'll talk a lot more about that. So why was I interested in it? Why was Corey interested? Well, see, that MultiCare is a health system. Franciscan is a health system. The health department and us and our students, we wanted our students to see the bigger picture of health and to see how the institutions that many of them were employed in, not all, but their own system, Franciscan or MultiCare, that, oh, it's not just that patient, but they're interested in how the community is going to address health because of the Affordable Care Act, and finally we're looking at how the community has a responsibility to improve health. So from the agency's perspective, why were we invited as a university to come into the community health improvement planning process? So Karen Meyer, her voice, one of her colleagues is here today, said, well, what she wanted is, and the agency wanted, to continue to build on the agency partnership that we already had. So we've had these ongoing relationships. They wanted to provide an opportunity for RN to BSN students to see community health work in action, but within the safety of an academic setting, right? They're not employed there yet. They can test out some skills. They're also interested, bless their hearts, in workforce development, and they committed resources to it. So they allowed students to be exposed to public health and community health assessment. And they wanted also to bring into the process what our urban campus had to offer, a diverse student body, a number of programs, a campus within the county. We did have our social work program faculty involved as well. And the health department valued our input as students and faculty as part of the community. We added new layers of process, greater learning opportunities for everyone. So that was very appreciated. I would say that our community partner had to take time out of her day and her schedule to spend time with the students on a weekly basis. 5 minutes? Okay. I'm going to give it over to Corey. We use the MAP process. Probably many of you are familiar with that. The community health assessment piece you're familiar with, secondary data, community survey data, workshops, key leader focus groups. I just want to show you quickly, you had a graphic artist that worked with us through this process, and it was wonderful to have these posters and slides that we could use. And this was about the strengths and the assets. We also, through the community health assessment, summarized with the graphic artist the main themes, and on the handout that you have, you'll see the key priorities. Mental health, and I'm going to go through real quickly. I can come back maybe later if we have more time. Substance abuse. This is the student group that Corey's now going to come up and talk a little bit about. But we did hear specifically about problems with substance abuse, mental health, the environment, access to care. Corey.
Thank you, Janet. My bio is going to be short. It is 12 years working with an ADN program and a tenure track facility faculty position before moving on to the University of Washington Tacoma, of which I am an alum. This is my group. This is the first group. It was winter 2014. I was new to this particular course, and the students, of course, were new. They brought the strengths of varied backgrounds, varied professional backgrounds in ER, ICU, PCU, just on and on, long-term care. So we really had a varied, I think, diverse background, personal as well as professional. Did we meet the course objectives? Well, I don't think they would have asked me to come if we hadn't have met them. So, yes, we did meet them. And basically, we did focus on the community, populations, and systems level of engagement by working with the CHIP. I told the students it's similar to CHIP is a process. It's moving forward. They've got multiple stops along the way, these stations. We're going to be standing at the station. We're going to catch this train. We're going to get on board. We're going to see what we can learn at each stop. And then at some point, we have to come back because you're going to be done with this quarter, and then I'll take the next group on. So that was the analogy that I used for them. The students, was it a collaborative partnership? They had two levels of partnership. They had the partnership of teams. We used Connery and Vose. We had team work and collaborative writing that they were to use in their approach for their papers and their work in forming a team. So on that intimate course level, they had a collaboration. And then again, they were collaborating and seeing what the professionals were doing in the community as a whole. Planning. This group of students that I had up there, they were the ones who actually were working with Karen Meyer, our Tacoma Pierce County Health Department liaison person, and she taught them how to be scribes, told them what the table facilitator role was, because we had a huge event at our university on February 5th, which we had to get ready for. My students and myself, we were active participants, not just participants, but planners, leaders. We did everything and just were her arms, legs, minds, whatever she needed, we did it for her. Because that was a community reveal of the data that came from the MAP assessment, and that was, of course, part of what we wanted at a system level for our students to know. What else did we do? Evaluation. The students created an oral evaluation tool that they worked with participants after this large reveal of data event, and they were able to collect multiple oral informational evaluations for this project, and so I was very proud of them for that. Let's see, the CHIP collaboration, it's one of the best community liaison ideas I thought that it was possible to have. It really was a lot of fun. I was part of the core group in April of 2013, and then in 2014, I just stepped up and said, I want to take my students in with the CHIP. Let's see. So many exciting things were happening at that time. The Affordable Care Act, the rollout was going on, and so that's all you heard. And the other thing, as you all know now, we have legalized marijuana in our community. So there was a big uproar from the education school community. Lots of people worried about that impact onto our students, younger students. And so all of these things were going on, and these seven students that I had, we were able to get in at a ground level and learn what the data was from the community in regards to that. What else was going on at that time? But at any rate, the students were able to assess. They saw that assessment piece. They saw partnering, and they saw inclusion of many things that were brought about from the Affordable Care Act. And one of the big ones is mental health, and now being able to bring that in and be challenged by actually implementing that. The Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department collaboration with University of Washington Tacoma helps us fulfill our mission statement, and Janet said briefly about that, that our mission, being an urban-based school, is that we need to move forward into the 21st century educating our learners to work in a diverse community, to be active in expanding the borders of knowledge that we can put forth, enhance global thinking, all of those things. And that is the mission of our university. We're very closely allied in that with Portland State University as well, which I am an alum. All right, what else? Let's go on here. Under the CHIP assessment, I already told you about the reveal data. Do I have the two-minute thing? Okay. We also include a windshield walking assessment tool piece of that. I am also proud to say that I go back to the use some of the newer information that's out for the 2020 Healthy People, the public health nurse assessment tool. And so I'm able to bring that in as well and talk to the nurses about that. I'm very proud of my public health nurse credentials. Let's see, but one of the stars, of course, is Karen Meyer. She couldn't be here with us, but she has been great. She is just a fabulous person. She took the students very seriously, and we owe a great debt to her. Here's one of the quotes from the students' group paper, and it was, "Throughout our collaboration with the core partners, we gained a better understanding of the CHIP process and gained invaluable experience in engaging the community and witnessing the power of collaboration through partnerships." And then this is one student, she stood up in my class and she said, "Learning about public health nursing has changed my perspective about nursing and my ideas of where I might go with my career." She is going to go into the public health nurse sector, and she is in our MN program as we speak.
Well, I think I'll sum up very quickly. We have distributed the handout if you're interested in taking a look at that, and the bottom is where we are now. We're maintaining that partnership. Faculty participated in a meeting with our local editorial board about the CHIP, and there's a continued press to get articles out about the process. We're continuing with the process on action planning with three different coalitions, one on mental health, one on access to care, and one on chronic disease prevention. And this year we have two practicum projects coming up in the winter. One is a SNAP at obesity project, and the other is that tobacco-free campus initiative. So we're continuing our efforts to work on the CHIP, maybe in more specific ways than the overall community health improvement process. So in summary, it's been fun hearing about some other programs in which you're embedding and inspiring students to move into population, community, public health nursing roles. And this one with the community health improvement process has been one that's been fun for faculty. It's been a fun learning experience, even though they may not think it will be at the beginning. But it's an important piece of developing partnerships. I think I'll end there and turn it over to the next presenter.
Thank you.